This is National Native News. I'm Brian Bull. In today's stories, a federal judge has ruled on two motions seeking an injunction on the Oak Flat land swap between the U.S. Forest Service and Resolution Copper. And a tribe in California is seeing a land-back restoration of historic proportions. The stories today on National Native News. This is National Native News. I'm Brian Bull. Last Friday, a federal judge in Phoenix denied a pair of motions seeking preliminary injunction to stop the Oak Flat land swap between the U.S. Forest Service and multinational mining company Resolution Copper. KJZZ's Gabriel Peterazio has details. And insert Peterazio rap here, and coming out of it in 3, 2, 1. Roughly 73 square miles of forest land in Northern California have been returned to the Yurok tribe in what's being called the largest land-back conservation project in state history. Christina Onnestad reports. And insert Onnestad rap here. And on this day in 1971, federal officers removed the last few Native activists from Alcatraz. Launched November 20, 1969, the occupation of Alcatraz Island was carried out by the group Indians of All Tribes. They claimed Alcatraz was rightfully theirs through the 1868 Treaty of Fort Laramie, and by the federal government's closing of the prison island in 1963, designating it surplus federal property. At its peak, the occupation saw roughly 400 Natives and allies. Celebrities like Jane Fonda, Marlon Brando, and Jonathan Winters all visited. In the final months, power and telephone services were cut off, and a young girl fell to her death, devastating her parents and causing them to leave. Despite setbacks, many see this occupation as the launchpad of modern American Indian activism. This is National Native News. I'm Brian Bull in the KLCC studios of Eugene, Oregon.